contains in you, then you have not put yourself on the death of the
soul. 死就是完全了了。
Death means end at all.
不再有我了。
No longer yourself.
我也不再为自己争了。
That you don't argue even for yourself.
我也不在乎我的感觉了。
And you don't even care how you feel anymore.
因为在这里，我希望神的心意能够透过我们出来。
And because I want God's purpose to be done through us.
我希望神的生命能够 take over 出来。
And we desire God's life can take over through us.
我刚刚还没讲完啊，这个后来那个女王等了很久进不去。
And so after a long time knocking, she could not enter.
啊，再敲一次。
She knocked one last time.
这次敲的就轻声了很多了。
And she knocked rather lightly.
啊，同样的，她先生在里面问谁。
And then the husband asked again, who?
啊，就女王难得撒娇一次，她说：“老公啊，是你老婆。”
And then the queen said, "Oh dear, it's your beloved."
隔一下那个门开了。
And then the door opened.
弟兄姊妹，两个人其实都需要下宝座啊。
It is the fact that actually both needs to come down from their thrones.
那今天其实很多的家庭的纠纷，我们跟孩子之间的冲突，也常常都是因为我们围绕着我们自我中心过生活。
But we know that all the conflicts of our relationship, are caused by us not willing to come down from our thrones.
我前两天在基督教的一篇小小的文章上看到一段话。
A couple of days ago, I saw a little article in a Christian magazine.
我也特别送给今天在座十几岁的孩子们。
And I'd like to give it to those who are teens in our midst.
其实也不光十几岁的孩子，对我们都是一个提醒。
But actually, it's a reminder for us all.
他说人都喜欢追求自由。
And it's that people seek after freedom.
所以十九世纪的时候，整个世纪的大特点就是追求经济的自由。
And so the 19th century has this characteristics of pursuing economic power.
那到了二十世纪的时候，人就追求政治上的自由。
So in the 20th century, people seek after political power.
所以很多的国家都有所谓独立民主运动出现。
So democracy and freedom for people are the slogans everywhere.
那不分种族、不分男女、不分年龄，人都有投票选举的权利。
And everybody strives to have the liberty of vote.
他说二十一世纪就是我们现在这个世纪。
The 21st century, that is the time now.
人在争取一个叫做最后的自由 ，the final freedom.
And everyone is seeking after something called the final freedom.
那什么叫做 final freedom 呢？就是在道德上我要有自由。
And what is this final freedom? And that is to say, people are seeking for moral freedom.
你不要给我定任何的规矩。
Let no one define morality for me.
我就是我自己道德的标准。
And I am my own standard for my own morality.
我想过怎样的生活就是怎样的生活。
If I am to live this kind of lifestyle, that is my choice.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个整个世代越来越黑暗的一个表现。
And that is the reality of how dark this generation has become.
整个人类的历史其实就是挤的膨胀跟高台的历史。
And the history of mankind is the history of how people have exalted themselves.
所以现在已经靠近主回来了，已经膨胀到最高的，连道德，人都不要政府、家庭、父母，任何人给我立，我自己是我的道德标准。
And when we are about to meet Christ again and the whole world will end, then everybody wants the greatest freedom that is no one can tell me what to do.But I am my own boss and live for myself in my own morality.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这个现象我们越来越能体会，对不对？
And I believe that if you pay a little attention, you can see it everywhere.
但是其实弟兄姊妹，圣经上早就告诉我们，我们只可能有两种的主人。
But then the Bible told us clearly that there are only two possible masters for us all.
我们不是侍奉神，做神的奴仆，做神的仆人，就是侍奉罪。我们做罪的奴仆。
And if we are not to serve God to be His servant, then we are to serve sin and to be His slave.
当我们说我们不要人给我们定道德标准和任何的规矩的时候，我们其实就是自己的奴仆。
And if we are to say, let no one rule over me, then actually you are the slave for yourself.
就是换一个角度来看就是了。
And you are only changing the words a little bit.
而我们换到了一个最坏的主人，就是我们的自己和罪恶做主人。
But then if we change.God into ourselves, then we are actually letting sin to take over us.
有一个小小的笑话，讲到有一个外国观光客有一次到中东啊，大概是约旦还是哪里。
And so there was this foreign tourist who went to Jordan to visit.
那他叫了一辆计程车。
And he called a cab.
那计程车就带着他要去他去的地方。
And so the taxi driver took him.
那这件事司机开得很快啊。
And the taxi driver drove quickly.
那就是乘客有点紧张，就叫他开车小心一点。
And so this foreign tourist say, please slow down, be careful.
他说你放心，我开车开了20年，从来没出过事。
And the driver said, oh, take it easy, and I'm an experienced driver for 20 years, never something wrong.
所以他就这个乘客也就只好放下心来。
And so then he just follow on.
这个时候车子突然进了一个小town啊，一个小城镇里面。
And then the taxi came into a small town.
前面红灯。
And there was a red light ahead.
这个司机一点不减速，唰一下过去了。
And the driver did not decelerate, but rather drive normally through.
这个乘客紧张的一面大叫，他说这是红灯，你总该停吧。
And the driver just screamed, "Oh, this is red light! Stop, stop!"
那个司机轰过去以后，很神气的回头跟他讲。
And the driver just drove through and then turned around and said,
他说我跟你说你不用担心。
I already told you, take it easy.
这个镇上啊，只有两辆车，一个是我，一个是我 brother 的车。
And in this whole town, there are only two cars, and one car I'm driving, the other one my brother.
我们都讲好了，红灯可以闯，没有关系的。
And we have already said, if you see the red light, you go.
他话才讲完，一回头，嚓一下刹车，在一个绿灯面前停下来。
And then after he finished saying, then he immediately applied the brake because there's a green light ahead.
因为那个乘客因为看绿灯也没注意好，就他突然紧急刹车，他弄得很不舒服。他说：“你为什么绿灯停下来？”
And the passenger did not pay attention. Suddenly, when the car braked, so he just kind of like hopped over.
他说：“万一我的 brother 闯红灯怎么办？”
And he, why did you stop on the green light? He said, my brother may just drive through.
因为这边我们就是换了一个束缚就是了。
And we actually just want to change the rule, change the bondage.
那这样子的束缚可能给我这样子的改换可能给我们带来更大的灾害。
And actually, when we change the rule like that, then actually may cause us more trouble later.
因为我们习惯于不照着该有的法则过生活，我们到了哪里去都成为 troublemaker.
And because if we are so 不
照着该有的法则来过生活的话。我们换了一个地方，可能给自己、给别人都带来伤害。
And if we are so used to not obeying the rules, then we become a troublemakers everywhere we go.
所以闯红灯，从某一面来说，我是我的主人，我自由了，我不需要这个再被红灯挡下来。
And to the driver who would run the red light and say, "Okay, I'm free to this red light, and I will just drive through."
就好像年轻的孩子常常不喜欢父母亲或者主日学老师给我们一些规矩。
And just like the young people who do not like people to tell them what is right and what is wrong and what are the rules.
我实在说，我们今天在真正的自由，永远是在生命里面的。
But what I'm saying is that the true freedom only can be found in the life of Christ.
真正的自由永远是在基督里面的。
And this life is found in Christ, freedom for us.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
And because it's the Son of God gives us the freedom, then we are free indeed.
加拉太书第五章第一节讲到说，基督若叫我们自由，我们就不要再被奴仆的恶所辖制。
Galatians 5:1 says, if Christ has set us free, then we will no longer be slaves to others.
那弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子享受这个生命里面的自由呢？
And how may we enjoy the freedom of this life?
我们学习在主的面前越来越脱离以自我为中心的生活模式。
And we must learn how to not live a life anymore with self being the center.
而另外一方面，我们就在信心的里面照着圣经的话。
On the other hand, by the words of the Lord,
我们常为着耶稣把自己交在死地上。
That for Christ's sake, we will place ourselves in the place of death.
不仅仅因为我们为了爱他的缘故，我甘心受亏损，甘心舍己被十字架。
And because we love him and we are willing to sacrifice ourselves to pick up a cross to follow him.
为耶稣也说到，为了让耶稣的生命真在我们里面掌权，真从我们里面可以流出来的缘故。我愿意把自己放在实际上。
But more so, because we are for Jesus, therefore for Jesus' sake, we want to place ourselves in the death.
所以我们一点不是消极啊，弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters, one who practices are never passive.
我们一点不是无可奈何。
It is not the only way.
我们也一点不是因为教条要求让我们咬紧牙关在这里背十字架。
Or we are being forced into doing such a thing.
而是我们真是为了耶稣的缘故啊。
But because we are willing and for Jesus' sake,
我们知道我真死就有真复活。
And we realize that if we truly put ourselves to death, then there's true resurrection.
我真舍己就真有基督的流露。
And if we truly abandon ourselves, then Christ may live forth.
我有真正的倒空，就有真正的充满。
And if I truly empty myself, then He will fill me in.
我能够真正的脱离，就有真正的得着。
And if one who is truly delivered, then he can truly obtain.
所以让我们在主的面前能够非常非常的积极啊。
And so let us all take this passive, positively.
当死正在我们身上发动的时候。
So when death begins to work in us,
生就在对方身上发动。
Then life will work in the others.
有一次有两个弟兄。
And one time there were two brothers.
他们为了一个难处在教会里面请教教会的长老。
And because of the difficulty, then they both came to an elder of the church.
他们是做农夫的啊，他们是有那个梯田。
And because they were both farmers and they were working on these step fields.
就是一层一层的那个梯田。
And the fields were plowed in steps along the hillside.
那有一天呢，他底下的那个田呢，搬来了新的主人。
And one time the field beneath has changed the owner.
那这个人呢非常的坏啊。
And this person was rather wicked.
兄弟两个非常勤快，他们一大清早起来就打水，把那个稻田里面都打满了水。
And the two brothers were diligent and worked hard. They would fill the land with water early in the morning.
但底下的这个人呢，就趁他们不在的时候，就把那个挖一个洞，他们所有打的水就自动的流到他底下的田。
But the new farmer beneath would dig a hole through their field and to make all the water flow down to his field.
所以他们每天打完水以后，一发现水就流到底下去了。
So every morning, doesn't matter how hard they work, they find out all the water go down to the one beneath.
那他们是基督徒，也不能使坏，但是就跟底下的人讲这个没有用。
And they were Christians. They tried to talk nicely with the other, and then that new owner didn't listen.
那那一天，他们到教会里面请教教会的长老该怎么办。
And so they did not know what to do. They came to ask the elder what to do.
长老告诉他说，如果我们基督徒今天只是做对的事的话，
那 the elder told him, if Christians are only to do the right thing,
那还不够好，
then it's not good enough,
那还不是基督啊，
and that is still not Christ yet.
弟兄姊妹，我们要做比对更好的事情，
and we are to do something better than just right.
长老也没告诉他该做什么，
and the elders did not tell them what to do.
我们好好祷告，
and why don't we pray?
我们为他们祷告，
and we pray for them.
有那天这两个弟兄回去了。
That, on that day, the two brothers returned.
他们这两个是很爱主的弟兄。
And they loved the Lord much.
第二天一早起来。
The second morning, when they wake up.
他们起得比平常都更早一点。
And they woke up earlier than the usual.
他们先帮底下的邻居把水打好了。
And they first filled the field beneath.
他就上来打自己的水。
Then they began to work on their own.
第一天这个样子。
And the first day was like that.
第二天他们又照样做。
The second day, the same happened.
大概到了第三天，这次该楼下的邻居来找他们。
And on the third day, then the farmer beneath come up to look for them.
那你为什么要这样子做？
And they just asked them plainly, why did you do that for me?
弟兄姊妹，爱和福音临到的那个邻居啊。
And on that day, love and the gospel came to that neighbor.
我们今天都没有任何人有资格拿这个东西去要求别人。
And no one has the right to use this to require others.
因为我们这个不是靠着律法入门的。
And because this is not the law.
我们靠着圣灵，靠着恩典入门。
But by grace and through the Holy Spirit, we may enter in.
但是也请弟兄姊妹注意一件事情。
But we must pay attention to this.
我们虽然不是靠着行为入门。
Though we do not enter the door through our behavior.
我们是靠着成为入门的。
But then we must enter in by an act.
因为我们是神的儿女。
And because we are children of the Lord.
当我们真成为神的儿女的时候，
And when we are truly the children of God,
我们的行为就要像神的儿女。
Then our act must comply with God's nature.
救恩不讲行为。
And salvation does not talk about behavior at all.
讲恩典。
Talked about the grace.
但是神的儿女们，我们入了门以后。
But after the children of God had entered in salvation,
既然承受了这么宝贵的生命，
and since we have received such a great precious life,
就求神让我们常为耶稣的缘故把自己交在死地上。
Then we ask God and for Christ's sake that we will put ourselves in the place of death,
好让耶稣的身也在我们的必死的身上显明出来。
And so the life of Christ may live out through our mortal flesh.
好让死虽然在我们身上发动，
And so death may work in us.
生却在别人身上发动。
That life may work in others.
两年前12月6号1999年，
December 6, 1999, 2 years ago,
在德州有一个死刑犯，
And there was this prisoner sentenced to death.
再过两天，十二月九号，他要被执行死刑。
And he was to be executed on December 9th in Texas.
那十二月六号是礼拜一，他在礼拜一的时候，他就突然自杀。
And December 6th was a Saturday, and then he committed
Monday.
Monday he committed suicide.
结果呢，别人就赶快用救护车进来，把他送到医院里面去急救。
And so people, they immediately when they discover, rush him to the hospital for emergency care.
他们花了很大的功夫，医生各样的方法把他给救活。
And they spend all sorts of methods to save the person's life.
所以有人就问了一个问题，可能是你我现在都想问的。
And so someone asked a question, perhaps you will ask it now as well.
他礼拜三就要被执行死刑呢，值得花这么多的税钱去救这样的一个人吗？
And he is to die on Wednesday. Why should we taxpayer will spend so much money to save a life like that?
那法院的回答是说，我们必须救他。
And the court's reply was that we must save this man.
他说，因为我们救活他是为了叫他死。
And because we want to save him in order to put him to death.
弟兄姊妹，好可怜的一个结局。
And it was a very tragic ending.
他被救活是为了叫他死。
And his purpose to live again is in order to die.
我们基督徒不一样。
But for us Christian is different.
我们死是为了让活出来。
And we are to die in order to live.
我们死是为了叫人可以活。
And we die because we want others to live.
弟兄姊妹，我们太有价值了，在神的手中。
Oh, we are so precious in the hand of God.
什么时候死在我们身上发动了？
Whenever death worked in us.
什么时候生就在别人身上发动？
Then life begins to work in others.
上礼拜我们团契聚会的时候，我讲了一个小小的故事。
And a couple of weeks ago in a fellowship meeting, I have told a story.
我讲完我就结束了。
And this is the end of this speech.
它这个题目叫做《平凡中的不平凡》。
And the title was the the unusual among the common things. The uncommon in the common.
讲到有一个非常平凡的男人叫做 Larry.
And there was a regular man called Larry.
有一个非常平凡的女人叫做 Joanne.
And there was this common woman called Joanne.
他们的长相很平凡。
And they were rather common.
他们受的教育很平凡。
And they received common education.
他们连他们的名字都很平凡。
And their name were common.
他们住的地方很平凡。
And they live in a common place.
他们建立了一个一般人的平凡的家庭生。
And they live a very normal, regular life.
所以也像一般平凡的夫妇一样，他们中间常常有一些口角和不愉快。
And so they were also like the common husband and wife and often fight with each other.
弟兄学姊妹菜做得太咸了。
And the husband would say, your cooking is too salty.
姊妹嫌弟兄太难了。
And the wife said, and you are difficult for me.
我前两天听庆松讲到，还说这个好难开车不问路。
And I was listening to a brother Steve's tape and talked about the good guys will not ask where to go in driving.
所以常常有这一类的很 common 的冲突在他们中间。
And there are often these common conflicts happen between men and women.
直到有一天有一件不平凡的事情发生。
And until a day an uncommon thing happened.
让这个家开始过一个不平凡的生活。
And so that the family began to live an uncommon life.
不平凡的事情是什么呢？
And what is this uncommon thing that happened to them?
有一天这个 Larry 下班回家的时候。
And one day when Larry came home from work,
他突然一改常态。
And he just changed his attitude.
从他的口中再也没有任何消极的话语。
And he no longer speak anything negative from his mouth.
他学习 appreciate 他的太太。
And he began to learn to enjoy his wife.
他学习夸奖他太太。
And he learned to praise his wife.
他学习欣赏他的孩子。
And learned to enjoy the son that he has.
他学习夸奖他的孩子。
And also give him praise.
那不是他们再也不犯错。
It's not to say they become perfect now.
而是这个 Larry 先有了一件奇妙的改变。
But Larry has a change in him.
随着时间过来。
And after some time.
那个不平凡的事情开始慢慢发生了。
Then the uncommon thing starting to take effect.
他发现这个 Joanne 开始每天变得非常的喜乐。
And then he began to notice that Joanne becomes so happy every day.
他发现他的孩子活得非常的有精神。
And he discovered that the son is much alive nowadays.
而 Joanne 自己也发现自己不一样。
Joanne also discovered she is rather different.
她发现她天天会期待着她的先生回家，对她说一些话。
And she realized that she looked for her husband to come home every day.
而且她发现一件更奇怪的事情。
And she also discovered another thing.
她明明知道她先生最讨厌她做的几件事情。
That she realized that her husband did not like her to do a few things.
她从来都不肯改的。
And she was not willing to.Change herself before.
她不服气改，她想你也是这么多毛病。
And because before she said, I wouldn't change because you are like that as well.
她发现她现在居然会被她照着她先生所夸奖的去过那样子的生活。
But now she felt marvelous that she wants to live a life according to what her husband said.
比如说从前先生是骂她说，你看看这个浴室常常搞得这么脏，都不洗干净。
And her husband will yell at her before, hey, look at this bathroom, so filthy.
她从来不想去洗它。
And she did not want to wash it.
而当她的先生这些日子开始改口夸奖，称赞她是一个贤妻良母的时候。
But when the husband began to commend her and praise her, how good she is doing.
她真会去想什么叫做贤妻，什么叫做良母。
And then she want to act accordingly as well. What is to be a good wife and a nice mother.
所以她改变了。
So she wants to change herself.
有一天她发现她又改变了更多。
And one day she discovered she has changed quite a bit.
因为她很少夸她的先生。
And because seldom she praised her husband.
有一天从她的口中也出来夸奖她先生的话。
And one day she even praised her husband.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我，其实这是一个很简单的故事。
And this is a simple story.
我们今天基督徒里面有主的生命。
So we Christian has Christ's life in us.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ, our life.
我们比世人更有本钱过一个不平凡的生活。
And we now have the capital to live an uncommon life.
这个世代所谓的平凡，所谓的潮流。
And the commonality and the trend of this world.
我们在这个生命的里面，我们都不受它的辖制。
And we know if we are living in the life of Christ, we are not.Bound by them.
因为我们里面有主耶稣做我们的生命。
And because we have life of Jesus Christ in us to be
our life. 神已经将这生命和敬虔的事情指示了我们。
And God has instructed us in the things of life and godliness.
他借着他的儿子，用他的荣耀和美德召了我们。
And by his son, he is calling us in his glory and his virtue.
叫我们既脱离世上从情欲、从肉体来的败坏。
And so that we may be delivered from the corruption and the lust of flesh.
是让我们得以与神的性情可以有份。
And so that we may become partakers of God's divine nature.
好让我们可以在各处彰显因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
And so that we may manifest the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Christ in every place we go.
那个路很简单。
And the way of it is simple.
比如我们伏在十字架的底下。
One needs only to submit himself underneath the cross.
而且非常积极、甘心、喜乐地把自己交在死地。
And also willingly enjoy and positively put himself on the place of death.
使基督的身可以显明出来。
In order for the life of Christ to live forth.
因为死在我们身上发动，身就在别人身上发动。
Because that's what Death works in us and life in others.
我们最后唱一下278首，我们结束了。
Let us sing hymn 278.
欢迎耶稣的美丽同我
上的时候
When we sing this again,
我们请姊妹们唱弟兄们都在主的面前祷告
And when the sisters are singing, we ask all the brothers to pray
是一个这么深的向神的祷告
And to pray a deeper prayer before our God
主啊愿你的美丽从我身上可以显现出来
Oh Lord, let your beauty be revealed through me
同样的当弟兄们唱的时候姊妹们在主的面前也是这样子迫切的祷告
Likewise, while the brothers are singing and ask the sisters to pray
圣经上说神对我们所说的道常常对我们没有带来帮助和祝福
and the Bible says that oftentimes the word of God did not come to be helpful to us
因为我们没有用信心与所听见的道调和起来
and because we did not take it by faith and to mix it with our lives
因为我们常常光听到我们却不肯行道
because so often we only hear it we are not willing to do it
当你在主的面前许心愿的时候
and when you make a vow before the Lord
同样也求主量一个人在你的心中
and we ask the Lord to give you one person in your heart
或是量一个心愿和态度在你的心中
or a vow of attitude in your heart
让我回去以后我愿意在这件事情上常把自己交在实地
and so that when you return from here then you want to put yourself in the place of death
我要看见神的生命和祝福从他的身上彰显出来
and because you desire to see God's life and his beauty to be manifested through you
找一个人死给他看
find one person in your heart and then you will die for him to see
让生在他的身上被显明出来
and so that life may be revealed in you
我们请姊妹们先唱弟兄们都在主的面前认真的祷告祷告和心愿
not only we have a desire to pray
也用最后一句话的那个直至的事实和见证从我们里面出来
that may this hymn become our testimony and to live out through us
我们一起低头我们有些祷告
let us bow to pray
弟兄姊妹可以随着圣灵的感动带我们有些祷告
and brothers and sisters please lead us in prayer through the spirit